Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's up, boys? Another day. New location. This is a video that I didn't really want to make. I've not been too concerned with this kind of stuff since I was sort of 16 years old. But I realised recently, talking to a lot of guys and having a reach and an audience and a lot of people asking me this question, that getting laid for the first time is something that actually starts to happen a little bit later in a guy's life in sort of recent times from what I've seen. I lost my virginity when I was 16, but I've spoken to a lot of guys recently, 23, 24, they're successful, they're young, they're handsome, but they still haven't been laid for the first time. And it's a big thing, it's on their mind, and it's holding them back, or it's giving them some grief in their life, and they're just thinking about it all the time, which is, I mean, sex is a very simple and an easy part of life when you get into it. But I'm just going to give you my tips and tricks, how I would recommend going about getting laid for the first time. This is the only video I'm going to make on this. How I'd recommend getting laid for the first time if you've never done it. So most of the guys that I speak to, they've got no experience with girls. Like, they've, for some reason, they're avoiding girls, or they're very, very apprehensive and kind of scared of women, in having them in their life at all. So the first thing that you do, the first thing I recommend to guys, is that you start talking to everyone, because this is a skill like anything else. Everything in life is a skill. There's no natural ladies man. A ladies man is somebody who's been brought up around women and understands female nature. So you have to start understanding that. And there's a lot of reading, a lot of watching, things you can do, watching videos like this. But one of the main things is talking to all women, and talking to them in a way that is on the edge of flirtatious. But most people think flirting is like giving a woman a compliment. Flirting is eye contact. It's the way that you are around women, the relaxed state of your body, the way that you talk and conduct yourself. Flirting with a woman is not just about saying something direct. Women are very indirect. It's the indirect stuff, the slight glance, the look back, the second longer eye contact. That's what flirting is with women. And one of the best ways to get good at this is with every woman that you speak to, no matter who it is, no matter whether you're attracted to them or not, try and make them like you in some way. Be funny, be kind. And when you talk to a woman, whether it be a cashier or a waitress, ask them a couple more questions than usual, but never in a pushy way, and just start getting comfortable with speaking to women. The next thing I recommend is, after you've done that and you're starting to have conversations with women, oftentimes, especially if these women are similar age to you, you'll start to get a little bit of a backlog of women that you know, that you speak to, that maybe you're out and about in your local town and you bump into the cashier that you've had a conversation with a few times, and she's a similar age to you, and you end up talking a little bit more together. So that's one thing that you do. But the next thing I recommend is, dating apps are a very, very good option for a young man if you set up a good profile. And a lot of the guys I speak to, they're handsome, good-looking guys, but they just haven't been with women yet. If you're not a handsome, good-looking guy and you're not fucking proud of yourself, your first step's get in the gym and sort your stuff out. That's always step one. Be a man that you can present to the world. But once you've got that down, maybe you've got a job and a bit of money, but you've just never spoken with women, book in a few dates. And my date recommendation is, you take women out. But most guys that are virgins, that have never slept with a girl before, they think about things like, I need to fuck a girl right now. I need to go on this date and we need to fuck on the first date. That's not how I got laid the first time. I got laid the first time after having like 4 or 5 dates with a girl, going out with her, getting in a relationship with her. And then we settled down and got laid together. Like, that's normally how it goes. Any guy can go out and get laid with any girl, or go out and get a whore or something like that. That's not what I'm recommending here. It's like, if you want to get laid for the first time, try and make it a decent fucking experience. Don't go and waste that shit on some hoe. Go and make it a decent and nice experience for you to remember. And the way you do that, book in a few dates with girls. When you're on the date, make it an hour and a half tops. So you're not trying to get laid on the first date. You're not trying to get laid on the second date. You're literally going out for coffee or dinner with a girl. You're sitting down and having conversation and booking these dates with girls. So booking dates where you're just meeting women for lunch and dinner, you're getting your work done in between and you're meeting a few new women and you're just having conversation with them. And then you're saying, I have to get back to work. That's often a big obstacle for guys, is like, where do I take this in the date? Where do we go after the dinner? What do I do? Do I invite her back? How do I make the first move? That's not what you're going to think about at first. The first thing you got to think about is just getting through the date, having some conversation, being a decent guy to speak to. And that's where you leave it. So you leave those first few dates and you see, what's the feedback when you leave those dates? Are girls interested to see you again or are they not? Are you being a bit weird on the dates and you need a little bit more training? You need to have a few more experiences with women because you're being awkward. And very, very quickly, you'll become comfortable with women. You'll become comfortable with dating. I can even say for myself, going on dates is not a comfortable experience. No, everybody understands this. Nobody really likes that nervous feeling of going on a date for the first time and not knowing what you're in for. So understand that that's totally normal. After those first few dates, if you've got a girl that's continuing to come and see you and have lunch with you and have dinner with you and you're having a good time together, you're starting to build a relationship, and that's a girl that's most likely interested in you. So the way that you escalate this is maybe you go out one night for drinks and you have a couple of drinks together. I mean, if you're a 23-year-old guy and you're trying to get laid for the first time, you're going to be a little bit nervous. Do I think that having a couple of gin and tonics or Aperol spritz or a little bit of champagne with a girl is a bad thing in that situation? Absolutely not. Have a couple of drinks together, get comfortable, and invite her back to your house. When she comes back to your house, the best thing you can do is, if you go out with a girl three or four dates and you've just chatted and then you've left her and gone back to work and she's still texting you and you're escalating things and she comes back to your house, you know already that that girl wants to sleep with you. The very, very simple thing you have to do is just start kissing that girl and see where things go. Take some clothes off, move it along slowly. And then I'm not going to tell you exactly how to have sex with a girl. You can watch some of my sex tips videos if you want to learn that. But that's basically how you escalate, and you just take away all the pressure of having to close on the first date and start going for many, many dates and getting some experience, because that's where you're missing out. Another thing that I'll mention, how you flirt with girls. The more direct you are with women, the less it works. So the more you flirt with a girl and lean in, so you call a girl beautiful and you get into her personal space, the less she likes it. The more you allow her to chase, the more she enjoys it. So if you give a girl a compliment, give it to her at the end of the date and then disappear. By the way, you look really beautiful today. I absolutely love spending time with you. And then you go and you play on her mind, because she thinks, why doesn't he want to fuck me? Why didn't he want to fuck me right now? That plays in their mind. Same with a girl, you see her a few times and you don't ask for the number. You see the waitress a few times and you have conversation, you have a good time, but you leave it and she's like, oh, he didn't want anything. He just wanted to have conversation with me. Why didn't he ask me for my number? And then you drop the number a few times on of going to that restaurant. Works far better with women. Always let the woman chase a little bit. You've got to be the commander, but the more you push, the more you go too close, you have to very, very quickly notice how women are with their personalities, how much they're leaning into you, and always pull back a little bit. Let them chase a little bit. The more full on you are, the less it works. So boys, I hope that helped for any virgins out there looking to get laid. Hopefully that's been a decent video for you and just a couple of tips that you can use to get into the game if it's really stressing you out. But a thing to remember is, it's really not a big deal, man. You'll get laid for the first time and then you'll be like, why was I worrying about this for so long? It's a normal part of life. So absolutely don't worry about it. Wanted to make that video because I've had so many questions on it. It's been an absolute pleasure, boys, and I'll see you on the next one.